It's about 20 past six on the morning of Sunday the... I don't know, Sunday the 22nd of August? Far too early in the morning for a Sunday, if you ask me. But this is part of our new routine now. Vance and I get up just before six, if I can get out of bed. And funnily enough, he doesn't want to get up quite as much as... in the same way that I don't want to get up. But anyway, we get up. We go downstairs. I'm two floors up here, so a fair few stairs outside to spend, walking up and down the road. Back up here. He's just had his breakfast. He's about to have some water, and then we'll go back down and repeat it again. And then if this were a weekday, a work day, I would then start getting ready for work myself. But since it's not, I'll go back to bed. But actually, this is also the first time that doing these audio diaries, I haven't recorded a one every day. I've gone 2 days without recording, so a little bit to tell you. So on Friday, it was our first full day here at home, and my mum and sister came to visit, bringing a new big bed for Vance, which is sort of, it's a bit like an air mattress, but far superior, and covered in a nice washable cover. So that's very, very good. And Vance is lying on it as we speak, although he does tend to move around the flat depending on where I am. And that's been one of the interesting points, actually, of coming back here, that he really does want to be with me and will only go stay in a room for a very short period without me being there. And so we got bits of shopping done. My mum got some bits of shopping done. I did some obedient stuff with Vance, carried on the spending routine, and that was all quite positive. He does enjoy playing with my sister, and that continued. So all in all, pretty good that day. And then yesterday, on Saturday the 21st of August, I had my first aftercare visit from Delia and Emma. We did two walks. One of them was following the matching walk visits, basically a block walk up one quiet residential road and back down a noisier road, which went pretty well. Vance was he's on reasonable form, maybe not going quite as quick as he usually would, although that's pretty good at the moment, as otherwise I would be trying to slow him down. There's quite a difficult patch where we have to walk down the side of of quite a wide cycleway, and so I was having to tell him to get over a lot of the time, so that when we do it at night, when I won't be able to see the white line, he should be able to do that. And then later on, we did the route to Waitrose and back, which will be one of my core routes. That was reasonably good, although I did feel that I'm still trying to get my head around exactly what information he needs, and a lot of the time I feel that when I'm staying quiet and only giving him the core things that he needs and saying well done at the core times, that perhaps the feedback would be that I'm not giving him enough praise, and then when I give him lots of praise then it feels it's the other way around. But I do understand the balance that Delia's trying to get to, and it's fine. I'm sure we'll get there in the end. She's quite right, you know, that he needs small amounts of information, but enough to keep him going and enough so that he knows that he's doing a good job and it's worthwhile for him. I also need to remember to stop him now and again, praise him and then carry on, and to control speed a little bit better, like increasing it and slowing him down. But I think it's generally positive. And then at Waitrose we just sort of trundled around, and I think that's going to be quite tricky, actually, trying to, because usually I do it without assistance, but there'll be so much to think about trying to keep him in one place to do what he's told, so I might try getting assistance at some point. Adelia thinks that she'll be able to qualify me on this route at some point relatively soon, so we'll be able to do this. We then waited at the end, whilst Dio and Emma got their bought their bits, including some gorgeous chocolate donuts. And I had my first experience of a member of the public trying to distract the dog, and then saying, "Oh, don't worry, it's just me distracting him." You think, well, if it's just you distracting him, if you know you're distracting him, why are you doing it? And so need to be a little bit firm, more firm in stopping fans from listening to these silly people. The chap was very friendly otherwise, but it is a bit irritating that he feels the need to distract fans. And then the walk back was okay. Vance was getting a little bit slow on the way back, but we got there. And then it's just been back into the routine of spending, washing his feet or wiping his feet on the way back in, feeding him, playing with him now and again. Okay, a couple of slightly interesting events. The first night that I spent him, I can't remember now whether I've talked about this already, but anyway, the first night that I spent him didn't go all that well. The lights went off on the stairs and he refused to go. I then realised I didn't have my cane to feel for the edge of the kerb. And then finally, although I didn't feel him stop to go to the loo, I went and stepped in it. So that wasn't very positive at all. But it's been better since, and I've generally managed to spot when he's done it. Although I did miss a little bit yesterday, which Delia spotted. And then the other bit was last night, and I had been warned that the dogs do this now and again, but his dinner came back up, and I found him eating it again off the carpet. It's just lovely. Oh, it does turn the stomach a little bit. But hopefully get used to that. Well, hopefully he won't do it too often. But he was probably a bit disappointed, actually, that I cleared some of it up and threw it away, because the rest of it he absolutely polished off and ate all over again. And hopefully there's not too much of a stain on the carpet. It looks to be just about all right. And he did a good job of clearing it up. I just gave it a wipe down afterwards. So there we go. We now have 2 days, today, Sunday and Monday, on our own. I need to leave him on a couple of occasions just so he gets used to being on his own in the flat. But not for very long, not really long enough for me to do anything useful. Which is a shame, because it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day out. Well, it was yesterday a gorgeous day out there, and it looks promising for today. So yeah. And then Tuesday, we've got Delia and Emma coming back to do either repeat the route or do another one. I think probably repeating that one. Yeah. And at the same time, my mum is looking at possible alternative flats for me, so that I can look at moving to get over the situation that I have in my London flat, where I basically can't go back. Most frustrating, but actually I'm coming to the opinion that if they don't want me there, then I don't desperately want to be there either. So we shall find a way. So now I'm going to give Vance a little bit of water, take him down, spend him. And I'm not really sure if the word spend should be used in this way, actually, but anyway, take him down, take him to the toilet, bring him back up, and go back to bed. Yay. Okay, see you next time. Bye.